You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci from the Liberty Ford dealership here in Parma Heights, 6600 per road for the remaining minutes that I am here. And my partner and my great friend, Nathan Zagura, is in Berea at our studios there, along with Megan Rock. And Megan, we're going to bring aboard Gerard Cherry momentarily, but we got to ask you because you've been monitoring the poll of fans that we're taking on Twitter to suggest a nickname for Nathan. What do we got?
So we have four finalists, and I'm going to ask that you guys tweet at us at Browns_daily and let us know what you guys think the final nickname should be. But we have Master Z, Z Diddy, Run Z-E-G, or Zegatron.
I think we need to make sure Alex Shiner weighs in on this because this was really his task, and
we have
given it to the people. Yeah,
I mean, those are some four good ones. It's going to be hard.
What happened to Nate Dogg? Something nice and simple.
That would be one that has been with me for forever. I would not be opposed to it. That's what I was called all throughout high school, obviously. That was about the time when Nate Dogg and Warren G were regulating, as it were.
And I call you that every chance I get.
You do, yeah. I'm fine. Nate Dogg, I'm always fine with. Nothing wrong with that. Ties in the dog bowl. I'm always good with that one.
All right, so I'm thinking we got strong ones there, Megan. Good job getting those together.
We do have strong ones.
We want to put this to some kind of vote, just trying to get a popular opinion if we can. As you were reading those, people were nodding in agreement, and some were maybe, but for the most part, that's a strong list. A winner is on that list.
There's some, right? And Nate Dogg should be added to the list. With the D-A-W-G.
We'll add Nate Dogg.
We need to do like a web poll or something.
Or a Twitter poll, right?
Yeah. Every other show he goes.
So now we're going to welcome in Gerard Cherry. Hi, buddy. How you doing, Gerard?
How you doing, Vic?
I couldn't sing the next line. I wanted to, but then I was like, wait a second, I can't say that.
Gerard, this is a family show. I think it is. Maybe not. It isn't family during the breaks. Hey, Gerard, we had Fred Smirlis on, and I know you
remember him from his days
in New England, and talking that Boston talk as only he could do well. Boston. And referencing different things about Tom Brady. One of the things that he said that I thought was really cool was, hey, look at the money, look at the life that this guy has, and he still wants to kind of basically roll around in the mud and have guys beat up on him. I don't know that he wants them to beat up on him, but that's part of what he's dealing with. And that having that heart of a competitor is what's driving him and that football team 14 years into his career.
Oh, that was so true what he said, and on point. Tom is driven, and you see that. And I shared a story earlier today with Tom Reed from the Plain Dealer, I believe, and I was sharing with him how we had lost a game. It was a Monday night game against the Dolphins, and playoff implications on the line for us, home field advantage, and we had to beat the Jets in order to secure that. So it's Monday night football, and you know how it goes, Vic. You're flying back with the team. You get in at probably 2 o'clock because the game is so late, because it starts so late. So we get back in at 2 o'clock. I injured my ankle, so I'm sitting in a training facility treating, and everyone's going home in droves because, you know, we got a short week, got to get prepared for the Jets. So I'm in a stadium by myself practically with other guys that were injured. And next thing you know, I see Tom emerge out of the locker room, and he's walking towards the film room. And this is at 2 o'clock in the morning. And mind you, we had just lost this game to the Dolphins on a last-second play in which they drove down the field and scored on us. But he had already flipped the switch and was preparing for the Jets for that weekend at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday morning, essentially. And that just shows you the type of guy he is and the type of competitor he is. But, yes, Fred said it all, man, far as just being driven and it's that brain and just how fast it works. And the more important thing I like to talk about is that chip on the shoulder. I don't think that'll ever go away. So you can thank the good folks of Michigan for not playing him, because I think it stems from that, just not allowed to be the quarterback he wanted to be there. And he still feels to this day he has something to prove. And for all those guys who doubt him, who say he can't play, every time you say that, he absorbs that. But like some, they hear it, and it causes them to shy away from the situation, he embraces it, and it fuels them.
And you talk about what you learn, the work ethic, from watching a guy, a leader, a competitor like Tom Brady. What's the most important thing you learned from Bill Belichick about the Patriot way?
Consistency, man. That's one of the things that you appreciate about Bill, and I'll add to that accountability. And as a coach, in a player, what you really appreciate is a coach who just tells you what your role is, you know what to expect from him, and you reward it for what you're told to do, and there's no changes in that. He stays consistent with it. And also, too, you can lead men when they know that you have their best interests at heart. And I never felt Bill did not have my best interests at heart while on that football team, and also that he works harder than anyone else. There was no doubt about that, and that he was going to try his best to put you in a position to succeed. And when you have those things going for you, guys will lay it on the line for you. But also, too, they do an exceptional job of finding guys who are doing it for more than just the money, who want to have the prestige, who are driven to win championships, who have a high ideal of what excellence should look like and how it should be on a daily basis. And when you find people who buy into that, that's what the Patriot way is, and Bill is exemplary of that, so he can talk about it because he lives it on a daily basis.
Without a doubt, Gerard Cherry joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just one more, the idea that Jason Campbell gets cleared to practice, it doesn't mean he'll be cleared to play, but it's another step, another positive step along the way, isn't it, Gerard?
Oh, totally, especially if he does practice and goes out there, and that will say a lot about Jason Campbell because he could easily take the "well, I don't feel good and I'm not quite ready yet" route. And if he does not play, and based on that, you can make that assumption. But for him to be back, that would mean a lot, because believe me when I tell you, this football team needs him more than they've ever needed him, because you cannot afford to have Haney or Tanny, no disrespect to them, but let's just be real here, going to a game against the New England Patriots under the circumstances that they will be facing.
Gerard, thank you.
You're welcome.
Always.
He is notorious. And Nate Dogg.
And then Nate Dogg. All right. He's going with Nate Dogg. I'm still leaning toward Master Z, but I'm willing to hear what the people have to say on the vote. You're going to get a great nickname out of this.
And then a whole marketing
campaign is to follow.
He's in a dog bowl. It has to be Nate Dogg.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned Alex Shiner, the Browns president, having an interest in this. It's going to be some kind of revenue-driving thing. You know it.
That's right.
That's how he's asked to think. That's how he's programmed to think. Find a way to let's make something.
I'm going to his office right now. I'm going to say, these are the nominees. What has the presidential seal of approval?
Beautiful. All right. Hey, this was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed every bit of this. Let us thank several people, Doug Deacon and Jim Donovan from the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, guys, for coming aboard with us. Fred Smirlus was a blast. Yeah, sure. We're getting a lot of Twitter feedback on that interview. People said they could listen to him all day. I'm getting hit with texts and such, too, from friends around the country who just loved hearing that interview as they listen to our show on clevelandbrowns.com. And want to thank who else do we have to thank for the show? We got to thank Kevin Mack for being here and the wonderful work he did and giving us some nice breakdown as well. And, of course, Gerard Cherry. Got to thank the folks who helped us out, Kelly and Katie and Sam and Nick, all those guys, and Eric. You know, we got a good crew here, and all the folks at Liberty Ford, of course, Mike Herrick, who is the GM of this dealership here. Guys, thank you very much for the whole setup and the hospitality. We loved it. We're going to continue this more remotes next week, our Liberty remote tour beginning. All right, coming up now is Bruce Hooley and Gerard Cherry. Hooley and Gerard is next. You are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.